been inspected. I had a doctor's appointment this morning, so I was on the radio. But when I get in there and start looking at them, I'll figure it out. It's funny because right before I walked out there, I heard two guys talking about cutting their yards for dandelions. I'm like, oh, God, it is that time. So I probably only out a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, but it sucks, man. It's like, how the hell do you fight against that? We got idiots here. Cheryl, unfortunately, she likes the Valentine's, the dandelions. There was a time when she probably would have bought into the whole kill every weed in your yard nonsense, but I always let them be, you know. But we have neighbors around us that spray too. It aggravates the hell out of me at times.
What it is, you know, we're blessed and cursed with a free will, and those of us who aren't paying attention, you know, get big money for those giant apples, you know, $5 apples you can't afford. So get out on a piece of property somewhere way away from everybody, and have a garden, then I know what I'm eating. I'd rather eat a wormy apple than eat the bug spray. At this point, I'm over it. What do you do? Give up? Well, you can always eat wheat. Always eat corn. And no fruits, vegetables. Oh, I don't know. They're hybriding those things, too, now. They don't need pollination. And the Western honeybee, that's the scourge of the earth because it's not a natural pollinator anyways. And other excuses. So, I don't know. I don't like mosquitoes, but I tolerate them. They were spraying up in the trees. Spraying straight up in the air. They got to put flags on the lawn, so kind of no denying that they sprayed.
Yeah, signal's real choppy. Any rate, I'm even outside, so I know I'm hitting that foot. I should be hitting that foot repeater, no problem. But yeah, I mean, they're spraying all this stuff. Cheryl, man, she gets right on it, you know, like all this, watermelon, seedless watermelons and all this stuff. She says, that's fake. That ain't even real. And she knows, too. She doesn't buy into all that crap either.
I'm probably planting them next year. Just threw them out, but I got some heirloom watermelons that get about 2 feet long. Started them in first because they're heirlooms from down south, but they make some humongous watermelons. They're tasty too. I don't like watermelons, but when you ripen them like that, I'll eat them.